Wake up, it's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Grand Rising, Rich Rising, good morning, good evening, and good night to my international watchers. Y'all, I tried to fix this. I don't know what's going on with the yellow, but I hope you guys are doing well. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I'm super excited to be here. Thank you all who watched yesterday and came on anyway, even though I was not physically here. I had a very, very, very long day on set yesterday. I think I was on set for about 16 hours. I was supposed to only be on set for 12, but I really had a great time. I worked with some amazing talent. So thank you guys for being patient while I go pursue other endeavors. And I hope you guys got a good message yesterday. But welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and I'm super excited for you guys to be here today. Today's topic is it kind of gears on what I went over yesterday, what I went through yesterday. When you are tested, when you are put through the ringer, you're set to do something or you have to step up and do something, and to how to always give your best. But before we jump into today's topic, I do want to say the morning prayer and then go ahead and give you guys the morning shout outs. So I'm super excited that you guys are here and welcome. So let's go ahead and say our prayer. I'm going to put my tea down. I'm trying to like shake it up, but I'm going to put my tea down and say the morning prayer. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up today. Thank you for putting us in good spirits. And for anybody who isn't in a good spirit or they're not in a good mood, I pray that you turn their mood around as soon as possible. I pray that they get peace, discernment, understanding, wisdom, knowledge, grace, and they give themselves grace throughout the day, and that we all align with what is pleasing in your sight. In darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. I hope you guys are doing well. Going to the comments for the morning shout outs. Hi y'all. So good morning, She Amber. Happy Thursday. I know we're almost done with the week. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Madam Noir. Good morning, Shador. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Jewel. Good morning, Laura Lee. Good morning, Deshandra. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning. How was your acting? I'll let you guys know. I'm going to let you guys know, She Amber, because She Amber says, how was your acting day? Good morning, Asia. Good morning. Yes, thank you, Jewel. You guys, make sure you guys like the video, comment, subscribe, and all of that. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. Good morning, Anaya. So yesterday was really, really good. I wish I could talk about it. I signed an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement. So I'm not sure what I can talk about because we took pictures and I know that the production posted something. So when they post, I can post. But if you guys have been around for a while and you guys have been a subscriber of mine, I've worked with this person before. So you guys can put two and two together. They're really well known in the space, I'll just say that. And they are such an amazing person off camera. So I had a really, really good time. I worked with a lot of creative people yesterday. They brought back a lot of the cast from the first go round, and I met some new people. Bonds were made. When you're on set with people for 16 hours, you learn about their lives. You learn about just a whole plethora of things. You grow as a person, you learn. Talk to people. So it was an amazing experience. So thank you all for allowing me to step off and do that. And I want to say, I was asked by a morning motivator, like, how did I get into acting? How am I okay with just changing up and switching up? I just say, go for it. Like, if there's anything that you want to do in life, if there's anything that you want to try, you're curious about, I say, just go for it. Like, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to find out you don't like it. That's like the worst case scenario. I took a few acting classes. I answered casting calls. I'm not like a actor. Like, I don't do this on a regular basis. I don't know if it's something that I want to do on a regular basis. But I love the experience of meeting new people. And I love the experience of challenging myself. And you have to push yourself mentally when you're acting, because if you're on set for a long period of time, you get tired like everybody. You get weary. But you have to maintain your character. You have to maintain a positive attitude. Good morning. That's why I wanted to talk to you guys about today, is because when we're faced with obstacles, when we're doing anything, whether we want to do it or we don't, right? Whether we're in the career that we want, or we're pursuing something else on the side, or we're at a job because we have to make ends meet, or we're in a career that we're like, oh, it's not that bad. There are going to be days, whether you like it or not, that are going to be stressful, that are going to be long, where your attitude is going to be challenged, where your mind is going to be challenged, where your fatigue and your stamina, all of that is going to be challenged. Good morning, May. Good morning, Dia. And I want to say, let's see. Hold on. I'm gonna read your comment in a second. I want to say that you have to challenge yourself to always give your best. And that's what this topic is about, is no matter what you do, no matter what you want to do, always do your best. I think we talked about this before, and I don't know where I got this from. I think it's Think and Grow Rich. And he was saying, the author was saying that even if you're in a career that you don't want, so say if you're praying for God to bring you a new job, or you're working at getting a new job, or you're just like asking for something new in your life, right? And you absolutely hate your job, like you don't like it, you can't stand your coworkers, whatever the case may be. What he says in the book is it's imperative to give your best. And I think that Les Brown said this as well. You give your best in those moments and at that job, at that career, in that relationship, whatever it is, no matter what, because it's something about the energy that doing your best, it just, you naturally program yourself to say, you know what, no matter what the circumstances, I give my all, I show up, I give my best. This is what I bring to the table. This is what I do. Not only do you program yourself to be more, you respect yourself more, you honor yourself more, you have a level of work ethic and an attitude, not just that for yourself, but other people see you, and you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching you. You never know who is admiring you. Or, and the reason why I say this is not because we care, so to speak, what they think about us, but you never know how a next opportunity might come from that. I was watching or listening, I don't know where I got this from, and the person really didn't like their job, and they were going in. They were doing their best. And although they didn't like it, when it was time to make cuts, that person got to stay on the job. They were like, well, hey, or the job was closing down. It was Devon Franklin. That's what it was. It was Devon Franklin. He was talking about his, he was talking to Pastor Tory Roberts, and he was talking about his time in Hollywood. And although he didn't really want the position that he had, he constantly gave his best. So when the production, I think the director or whoever, somebody was at the top, got fired, and their counterpart came to them from a whole nother studio and said, hey, who on your team is a hardworking person that you really enjoyed working with? And they were like, hands down, Devon. He's dedicated, pleasant, always shows up with a positive attitude, does good work, or does great work because he went above and beyond. And not only when that person got fired or that department got shut down, he then got in with a whole different production just off of word of mouth, just off of that, just off of the strength of them being a good person. So although we may not like certain things, although we may not like our current careers, or we're switching them up, or whatever the case may be, you always want to give your best. You always want, not only for that letter of recommendation that you need to go off to the new job, you might need a character letter. You might need somebody to vouch for you within that circle, within that job, within that new plate, that place of employment. So never burn bridges, and never, just always give your best. Always, 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 always give your best. So let's see. Cooking with Raw says, hey, Brittany, would you consider doing an episode in the future about today's new age, LOA versus Christianity? What is LOA? Cooking with Raw, tell me what that, I don't know what that is. LOA. I don't know what that is. Let me know in the comments, y'all, as I have no idea. Versus Christianity, new age, LOA. Let's see. Good morning. Good morning, you guys. And your best doesn't mean perfection. Your best effort is enough because you know you've given it your all. I love that. Yes, you do not have to be perfect. So when I say do your best, 100%, Christy, it is not you show up and you have to be this robot and this perfect person. No, it's, you know, keeping the morale high, making sure that when it's time to work and it's time to put in that effort, you give your best. Even if your best is 70%, even if your best is Maybe being quiet so you don't go off on people. Maybe your best is, I'm not in the best mood, but I'm just going to sit here and do my work. Whatever your best is. I love that you said that. Thank you so much. Yes, your best isn't being the best one on the team or the best one or having the best stats or anything like that. It's really, you guys, your attitude. People like to work with who they like. People like to work with who they like. People rehire, especially if you're in the entertainment industry or you're thinking about going into the entertainment industry. I know for sure the only reason I was asked back is because I was liked. I was like, they were like, oh, you're pleasant, you're funny, you do a good job. Do you understand? Like, people like to work with who they like. Think about your job. Who's your job homegirl, or who is the person that makes your job fun? I remember when I was in BOLIC training, which is basic officer leaders course, back in 2012 or 13. The only thing that got me through that training, and it was like a six month training in Missouri, where all the officers, like once you commission as an officer in the military, you have to wait for your BOLIC class, which is the basic officer leader course. And then you are shipped off, or you have to report to your duty station, and you go through your course of learning the ins and outs of your job as an officer. And if it was not for Travis DeBerry, shout out to Travis. If it was not for Travis DeBerry, my ride or die during BOLIC, I would have had a horrible time, because he made my weekends great. He made class great. We would kiki and all of that stuff. And we really formed a bond, because we would be in the corner like, girl, what are we doing here? You know, you always need that one person. So shout out to Travis. But when you are going through anything in life, when you are working your butt off, when you are, everybody needs that person. So think about that. Like, you need that person. You would want to be the person that people like being around. Even if you're not the most liked, like, it's not a popularity contest. I'm not saying that everybody should like you, because everybody's not going to like you no matter how hard you try. Somebody in your office, your workspace, your job, the church, that's not your job to please everybody, but it is your job to be professional. It is your job to show up and be pleasant, because people like to work with who they like. So if you want to be rehired, like I said, I love that, Mayweather. This is law of attraction. Yes, you want to attract what you also want, or what you also give out. So I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But yes, you always want to do your best. And everybody is saying law. Okay. Law of attraction. LOA. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. So we could talk about that now. Let's talk about it. So thank you guys for letting me know what she meant. So Cooking with Ross says, Brittany, would you consider doing an episode in the future about this new age of law of attraction and Christianity? Okay, so Cooking with Ross, give me specifics on what you mean, because there's law of attraction in the Bible. There are law of attraction verses in the Bible. And if anybody wants to, on the side, look up the actual Bible verses, but write the vision and make it plain is a form of law of attraction. When God says, write the vision and make it plain, you have to know what you want. Remember, we always talk about being specific with what you want, being specific with your prayers, being specific with asking God for knowing what you want in life. That's why I always say you have to do what's best for you, because everybody is not going to have the same goals. Everybody is not going to have the same vision for their life. What your mother or your parents want for you may not be your vision. What your spouse possibly could want may not be your vision. So what is the vision for yourself? Anytime you have a job, anytime you have a business, anytime you have, they even say family plan, writing the vision and making it plain is imperative to know exactly what you want. That's why they say a man without vision shall perish. Man without vision shall perish, right? So the Bible also says, if you don't have a vision for your life, if you don't have future goals, if you don't have a sight on where you're going, which is a form of law of attraction, then you're going to be weary. You're not going to know what to do. You're going to be lost. You're going to be confused. So there's a lot of layers to that. I'm trying to see if Cooking with Raw had a very specific question. Let's see. I don't know what law. Oh, hear me. Yes, law of attraction. Good morning, you guys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's just a law. Jesus is a lifestyle. Ooh, I like that. I like what Chrissy says. It's just, so law of attraction is a law. Law of attraction is energy, right? Law of attraction is science. Whatever you put out, you come back. Whatever you are, you attract. That's why they say, like, when you have a lot of trauma, or if you have a lot of like daddy issues or just things going on in your life, it's not good to go seek a relationship. Or if you have like an illness, or like if you're battling like a chronic illness, it's not good to go sync up with somebody in a relationship, because mentally, and this is just something that's out there, I'm not telling you what to do with your life when it comes to this, but they say that it's really good to work on yourself first because of who you will attract in those seasons. You know, if you're down, if you have trauma, if you are not in good spirits mentally, subconsciously, then you can attract a person. That's why there are certain people, and this is a trigger warning, that attract abusive people. There are people who attract certain things into their lives because subconsciously of what they believe they deserve and what they believe comes into their lives, or how they, it's an attraction thing. So I love that. It's a law. And just let's bring it around to where it's more positive, right? When you go out with a positive mindset, when you go out with just a positive outlook in life, then you will attract positive. You'll see more positive. You'll get more positive experiences. If you go out there with a negative mindset, you'll attract more negative. It's just the law. Love. I love that you broke that down. Thank you so much, Chrissy. It is a law. It's nature. It's what goes up must come down. It's the law of motion, right? Everything has an equal action and reaction. So it's all about just science, energy. You know, it's like when you go into a room, right? And you're filling out the room, or you're going into a new space, or you walk into a meeting, and you may know people are saying something, or you can always tell a vibe. A vibe is energy. A vibe is everybody radiates their own frequency and their own energy. Some people are vibrating high. Some people are vibrating real low. It all depends on your vibration. So I love, it's all a law. But Jesus, like Chrissy says, is a lifestyle. Jesus believed in, or the laws of Christianity, what they're based on is, you know, coming to accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repenting for your sins, right? And then loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. So that means when you want to curse somebody out, you don't, because you're a Christian. So you love your neighbor the same way you want. You treat people how you want to be treated. You give respect in the same way you give respect. That's why when we have all this stuff in church, when people are being negative, or they're shunning people or kicking people out of church or gossiping in church, that's not Jesus-like, you know, in the Christian church. That's why a lot of people have issues with Christian churches, because people weren't acting like Jesus, like they were being told to, right? The basis of Christianity is acceptance. You know, we have so much back and forth on what's right and what's wrong, when that's not our place to judge in that, right? Because God didn't put us in those pillars of society. You know, he put preachers and judges there, and they get, according to the Bible, get judged by God in a different way. But we are supposed to treat everybody the same, love everybody the same, not have all these, you know, bickering and things like that. We're supposed to act as Jesus loved everybody. He wanted to save everybody. So I love that. Law of attraction is a law. It's science. It's been proven. And Jesus is a lifestyle. It's how we treat people. It's how we operate in the world. It's how we serve. It's what we, you know, the Bible is a book of laws as well, spiritual laws on how we should conduct ourselves as people of the Christian faith. So I love that. Thank you for breaking that down, Chrissy. I love that. Habakkuk 2:2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, and he may run that readeth it. Girl, you gave me the King James Version, girl. I need the New Living Translation. I need the New Living Translation. No, thank you, Laura Lee. I appreciate that. She Amber says, yes, you attract people like you. You do. You attract like-minded people. So we have to watch our subconscious thinking, our subconscious minds, the way we interact in the world, the way we perceive the world, the way we show up in the world, because you do get like-minded people. If you're in a situation and you're dating and you keep attracting the same type of man, or you keep having the same type of experiences, it's you. If you are a person who keeps having the same experiences over and over and over again, you have to sit with yourself and figure out, get to the root of it. Why do I keep attracting either these same people or these same experiences in my life? Because we are magnets to what we believe, how we show up, how we treat people, and what we do in the world. 100%. Thank you so much, Laura Lee, for for all the scriptures. So here's another one. Proverbs 23:7. For he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think that you're a bad person, bad things will happen. If you think you're a good person and you walk in light, I mean, your actions have to match your words, right? But if you think that you're not going to accomplish something, you won't. You have more of a chance of accomplishing your goals when you think you can. You have more of a chance of getting married or having the life that you want, or just having a better stance in the world. If you believe you can have it, if you believe you can own a home, one day you'll possibly own a home because you're going to do the steps necessary to get it. But if you tell yourself, I'll never be a homeowner, you won't even take the opportunity or the chance to go after it. If you tell yourself, I'll never be married, you're never going to give yourself the opportunity or the chance to meet people, to date, to figure out, hey, what do I need to work on in order to make sure that I'm ready when I'm getting married? Does that make sense? So whatever you as a man think it, so is he. That is law of attraction. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Again, King James, need living. But thank you so much, Laura Lee. Cooking with Raw says, there seems to be a lot of teachings on YouTube about manifestation, obtaining all of these material things, dream life, without acknowledgement of God. And the rabbit hole goes deep looking into it. And this is the thing, right? We can't, and I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about. Everybody's walk is different. Everybody was raised different. Everybody was brought up differently. And everybody's experience with God is different, right? That's why I always say on this platform, whatever God is for you, because who am I to tell you, right? I understand what the Bible says. However, let's break it down, right? Most of us are Christians because that's how we were born. Most of us were Christians because it's how we grew up. Like I told you guys, my background and my Christian faith of how I became a Christian. There was no ever any other options or opportunities to learn until I got older and I just researched on my own, right? And then I've deemed for myself that Christianity works best for me. But somebody who grew up in Muslim faith, right? And it works for them. They have the Quran. They have similar principles. They may do things differently in the way they religion, in the way that they believe. But you can't tell that person that that isn't their religion. That isn't their law. Because just how the Bible says you shouldn't believe anything but the Bible, so does other texts. You understand? So that's why I tell people, and that's why I'm on a stance like this. As long as you talk to God, hey, I feel like that's the best relationship in my personal opinion. How you go about that and the stream of which you get to him is all on you, because everybody has their own journey. Now, I will say that everybody wasn't brought up in the church. Everybody wasn't given the exposure to God in Christianity or any other religion in the same way we may have been. And they may leave God out of it because their experience with God was not the same, or that's the way that they cultivated their lifestyle. So who are we to judge? We're Christians, right? All we can do is what's right for us and our household and what we believe and what we read and what we feel is right. But I don't condemn anybody on, if that's what you want to do, it might not be for me, but to each their own, right? we're supposed to tell people, like as Christians, we're supposed to tell people about Jesus. But it never says in the Bible that we're supposed to force Jesus on anybody, because you can't. People have to take their own stance and come to God when they're ready. That's why every church service, they always give people the opportunity to, accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. You can't force anybody that relationship. It's like forcing somebody into a marriage. Although that's been done for centuries and years in other, religions and other cultures, that's something you can't do. That's a relationship that's so personal and so precious. And depending on how you look at religion, Jesus and God might be separate for you, right? Because the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, depending on how you interpret it, depending on how you were raised to believe, depending on how you were taught that it works. You know, when I interpret something, sometimes it's not the same as somebody else may interpret it. So in the case of that, I just say, do what works for you. If you are watching something and it doesn't sit right with your spirit, it's just not for you. But I don't feel like it's our job to condemn or to tell somebody that they're not right, because we don't know how they got to that point. Does that make sense? So I try not to live in a life of, do I have human judgment to people? Of course I do. I'm not perfect. I'm not holier than thou, but I really always try to look at life and people as that they're going through their own human experience. They're having their own, and who am I to tell them they're wrong? I'm not God. I'm not the blessing police. I'm not the Christian police. I'm not the Jesus police. All I can do is talk about, that's why I made this show, or that's why I felt like I was called to make sure, just talk about it. And however people decide to honor that for them, however people decide to show up for themselves is on them, because you can't push or force Christianity on anybody, or you cannot force God on anybody. It doesn't work like that. They have to come to terms with what works for them and open their heart to either receive, accept, or give themselves. That's why they always say, if you want to accept the Lord as your Lord and Savior, you can't force it on anybody, right? Just like you can't force any other religion on anybody unless you were brought up in it. Like if my kids are in my house, they're going to learn about Jesus, they're going to learn about the Bible, but I'm also going to give them an opportunity to learn about other religions and let them pick for themselves. And people may, in the Christian community, may like, oh my gosh, that's blasphemy. How could you? Who am I to tell my child that Christianity may not work for them? I know people that they feel like, I've learned Christianity, I grew up in it, it's not my cup of tea. Who am I to tell them that they're wrong, as long as they have a relationship with God, as long as they know God, as long as they are aware of who God is for them? It's just the reason why Christianity has worked for me and why I claim myself to be a Christian is because of what I've experienced. Do you understand? And people may think that that's not right. To each their own. But that's how I'm going to live my life. And if I'm wrong, when I get to in front of the Lord, he'll let me know. He will let me know. And that's why I always say, we can't be so forceful do what's right for you in your house. But when we all pass away, wherever we go, heaven, purgatory, I don't know, right? Wherever we go, we're going to be alone. We're going to be in front of God, from what the Bible says, solo dolo. We can't be like, well, so-and-so told me, we're all adults. We have to do our own research. We have to have our own, experiences. But if it wasn't for my personal experiences with God and seeing the power in Jesus' name, I told y'all that story on the train, and having my own experiences, maybe I wouldn't be a Christian. But I've had my own experiences. I've had my own upbringing. So that's why I'm like, hey, I'm not a judge. Whatever works for you, everybody's gonna have to come to terms with what they feel is right. But I don't feel it's right to shun people, because we don't know everybody's experiences. We don't know why they got there, or why they've chosen that, or why that works. So if you're watching Law of Attraction, I think we should go like Christy says, like you can look at it from a law standpoint, but your religion and what you believe in is totally separate. That's more of a relationship, in my personal opinion. Does that make sense? And if you guys disagree, please put it down below. I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. I'm not saying the way my thinking is right. And I know that the Bible says otherwise. I understand that and I acknowledge that. So you guys let me know what y'all think. But according to not acknowledging God, I mean, some people say the universe, and to me, it's the same thing. And I get how people would be upset with when people say the universe, but God created the universe in my mind. Like, so I don't know. At the end of the day, there's so many teachings about, like, this could get deep, y'all, and I'm not going to go in because I'm not an expert, but just listening to people of, because I'm very curious. I'm a very mindful person. I'm always like, well, what do they think? What do they believe? Listening to sermons from the Nation of Islam and people that are a part of the Nation of Islam faith, and the levels of science that they are privy to. Because I can say, in my personal opinion, sometimes I feel like Christianity can be a little shallow because we don't go too far outside of the baseline. So I'm just curious, like, not to say that I'm going to practice, not to say that I'm going to, but before I judge, before I say that's not right, because some of us, let me keep it a buck, some of us haven't even considered or even know or even read or even, you know, we've been told our entire lives that's wrong, only Christianity, and we don't know. We're just going off of what we've been told. We haven't cracked open a book. We haven't Googled. We haven't done any research. We're just like, that's wrong. This is right. But that's because of what we've been told. So you can tell me that my car is going to break down. I'm going to figure it out. You can tell me that I'm going to, you know, I don't know. I just do my own research. So when I research other religions, or I just hear what they have to say and just see, like, well, why do they believe what they believe? Or what is this about? Or like when I was interested in, like, what is so special about Ramadan? Because an entire culture does one thing for an entire month. I went and did my research. Oh, and then I asked people that I knew of the Muslim faith, hey, what is this about? What does this mean? Why do you guys celebrate this? Like, for instance, there's a part of Ramadan where they wake up at 4 a.m. Why do you all do that? What's special about that time? What do you guys do during that time? I was curious. I wanted to know. And I feel like sometimes, because of the way we were brought up, that Christianity, if that's all you believe in, without doing your, not to say that you can't, that's not, shouldn't be all you believe in, but without doing your own research, without having an open mind, without just seeing and hearing and listening and just equipping yourself with knowledge, it can be a form of ignorance. Because it's just like when people grew up with racism, you know, people used to think that Black people were subhuman, that we were not human beings, because they were told we weren't humans. Not that they did their own research, not that they've taken our blood, not because, you know, we didn't function like regular people. They were told Black people are not human beings. They called us aliens, animals. We didn't have rights. We couldn't use their bathrooms because they would get diseases off of what they were told. Does that make sense? So that's why I'm a curious person. I'm always like, well, what does that mean? Well, why do they do that? And what is that about it? Doesn't mean I'm going to go join. Doesn't mean that I'm going to go, you know, switch up. I have a cross on my back. I feel like you can't do that at that point, even but tattoos. And I feel like sometimes as Christians, we pick and choose what we want to be solid on. You know, we do a lot of things that the Bible tells us not to. We okay with that. We're okay with the marriage out of, you know, the babies out of wedlock. And we're okay with the tattoos. And we're okay with the drinking. And we're okay with the smoking. And we're okay with all of these things. But when it comes to this, no, 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 no. How dare you? You better not. Not my God, not my Jesus. Come on, y'all. Some of us can be big old, not saying y'all, I'm saying in our faith and our religion, we can be very big hypocrites. And so I'm a very curious person. So I just see what people have to say, why they think that way. And at the end of the day, you just got to go revert back to what feels right and what's right to you. And at any time you're curious, pray about it. God will tell you. But remember what I told you. I remember that story when I was like, God, I was struggling with the gay thing. Like, I didn't understand. I was like, well, God, people are saying that they're born this way, but the Bible says that it's wrong. What? Why? I was trying to figure it out. And the discernment and the answer I got from God was, did I give you that cross to bear? So I just feel like some things aren't for us to understand. And I was like, okay, cool. Got it. That's not my fight. That's not what you sent me on this planet to worry about or figure out. Jesus called us to love everybody equally. So that's what I stand for. I'm going to love everybody equally, even the people I don't like. You know, I don't like you, but, God told me I love you. So, I'd be like, God, come get your children. I talk to God like that. Hey, come get your children, because they getting on my nerves. Do you understand what I mean? So I don't know. I just really feel like teach their own. Chris said that the Bible is truly amazing, living word. It's life's blueprint. For some, it's the Quran. I don't know. I think so, but I have so much respect for the nation. There's very intelligent and disciplined people. Absolutely. I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way. I do. I have a very high regard for the people of the Nation of Islam, because it takes a lot of discipline and a lot of intelligence and a lot of getting out to be your own, what you form as Black excellence in our society, and to hold yourself to a higher standard in our society. And they work harder than any religion I've ever seen, whether it be Jewish, Christian, like, that's from my purview. So I don't know. Yes, we got to do what works for us. And that's just you guys can disagree. Let me know in the comments. I'm not holier than thou. I don't know everything, but those are my beliefs from my personal experiences. And if I'm, wrong, or he'll correct me, but maybe y'all won't see that. So I don't know. Everybody lives their life differently. And I'm not here to judge anybody. I was crazy. As I manifest through my prayers, all positive thoughts, all thanks and gratitude to God. And he does his thing every time. And I have faith. Absolutely. 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 I do too. That's how I manifest things. That's how I pray. Prayer is so powerful. My relationship with God is ongoing, just like everybody's. I don't feel like you ever get to a perfect place, and you could get to a perfect place. And then, it's just like any relationship. It has to be cultivated. It has to be nurtured. It has to be groomed. Does that make sense? Good morning, Dion. I agree. There's no one truth. I look at it like this, right? God made everything so unique. He made the trees unique. He made the animals unique. He made people unique. He made countries unique, planets unique, stars unique, atmospheres unique, animals, everything unique. Why is there only one way to get to him? That's how I rationalize it, and why I don't judge people of other religions or other backgrounds or other beliefs, because he made everything so, hey, baby, I see you. I know you got to wait. He made everything so unique on this planet. Everything so unique, right? The way we eat, the way we dance, the way we sing, the way we, our culture, food, clothes, we're so unique. The way our bodies are, well, not really in that regard. Everything is pretty much the same when it comes to how our bodies work. But the things that we like, the things that we're interested in, our passions, our purpose, everything is so unique in the world. Why is it only one way to get to him? And that's something that I never understood, because who am I to say? And that's why I say me. I don't know God. God has his own agenda, his own plan. That ain't my business to be all up in his business. But who am I to tell somebody if they pray more than me, they eat better than me, they treat people better than me, they give more than me, but because I'm great, who am I to tell them that they're wrong? I can't subscribe. Personally, I just can't subscribe to that. I can't. I've purchased teachings from people on social media about law of attraction, and it was very, very curious about creating my own reality, but God has been included in that reality. I was so manipulated and ignorant. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, and then, everybody doesn't. You have to subscribe to people that you align with. Like, everybody is not going to align with this conversation, and that's okay. Everybody's not going to align with, you just have to know what's for you and what's not, and there are people that manipulate. There are bad people out there. I don't know if their intention was to manipulate. Sometimes people just sell products that aren't up to par, but I don't know. And I hate that you had that experience, but some people feel like that about church. Some people feel like that about a lot of things, but hey, I'm not here to sway anybody's opinions. I just happen to have a mic. I would love to hear your guys' opinions. I would love to hear if you guys disagree, agree, what your thoughts and ideas are about this topic. I know this isn't the topic that we started with, doing your best, but I do want to just, I really think God just wants us to do our best as people. I think he wants us to do our best with each other. I think he wants us to help each other as much as possible. I think he wants us to be just great people. I think he wants us to give because he gives us so much. I think that he wants us to stay faithful, meaning, you know, don't weary, just stay, you know, pursuing a positive, healthy, non-judgmental lifestyle. Because I feel like if we took a lot of judgment off the table, a lot of us would be, man, every religion, every human being. And if people stayed in their lanes, like if all these men stayed in their lanes when it came to women's rights, what they do with their bodies. And I don't think that religion should have anything to do with that, because that's between that person and God. And there are different factors and things in society. I really think we'd be so much better if people just stayed in their bubble, and they're not in their bubble, that's ignorant, in their lanes, meaning if you're a man, you shouldn't have anything to say about a woman. If you're a woman, let the men do the men. You know, if you're over here, you should just be over there. I don't know. I just feel like if we all gave each other more love, more compassion, more just respect, like I don't understand how certain races in this country and certain genders in this country are just over so much. So speaking of that, the Georgia primaries are going on. You guys vote. You got senators, governors, all of that stuff is up right now. So make sure you guys are voting. Make sure you guys are going to the polls, doing your research, figuring out who you need to vote for right now. It's a very important time because a lot of laws are about to change that affect not just our generation, but the future generations. Things that we had growing up in the rights to and the freedoms to have are in jeopardy for the next generation. And as you guys know, this next generation it's different. They have a whole different lifestyle than we had growing up. So in order to protect our rights, in order to have the life that is going to be best for you and your future children, or you and your brothers and sisters and your siblings, we need to pay attention and vote right now. I know Ohio, their senator is racist as heck. He just got into office, or he was just voted into office. So just make sure you guys are really paying attention, especially if you're in the state of Georgia, especially if you're in the swing states, especially if you're in a state where a lot of rights can be taken away. And you might not agree with things like abortion, but what if somebody was raped? Or what if somebody, you know, what if you had a baby and you knew your baby wasn't going to go to full term, or your baby passed away, but you have to carry out your child? You have to carry out your child until full term without just, you know, doing what you had to do for you, yourself, your sanity and your family. And I don't think that those decisions should be in the hands of men. I think that those decisions should be in the hands of you, your family, and your God, and what you feel is right for you. So just make sure you guys are paying attention. Good morning. And make sure you guys are, let's not be ignorant. You know, we voted, you know, back and we did some bomb stuff a few months ago, but it's time to vote again. So make sure you're doing your research. Make sure you're Googling. I know that right now in Georgia, it's early voting from now till May 20th. So we have a long time to vote. Do not sleep on stuff like this, you guys. It's super, super important. If you don't know what's going on, it's okay. Google it. That is the best thing you can do. If you see a candidate and you see a name on a ballot, or if you see a poster, instead of just voting for somebody or going and randomly voting, no, do some research. Go on their Instagram. Go on their social media. See what they're about. See what their stance are. Write your senators. Write, like, we have to get involved. We're getting older. We can't be passive people in society anymore. I know some people don't believe in voting. We see that right now, that's not true. What's going on? People are being voted into positions of power that are not supposed to be there. So please do your due diligence in your state to make sure that you have your rights, that your voting registration is up to date, and that you vote properly. It's very, 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 very important. Let's see. Cooking with Raw says, I don't judge for the most part. I just pray for discernment as far as things I consume on social media that may be deceitful. Absolutely. And there are certain things that you do have to judge and be like, that ain't for me. No, I ain't subscribing to that. I'm good. I think that that's okay. I feel like it's when we judge each other to the point of damnation, or what is it? Condemnate. What's the word, y'all? When we're like super like high and mighty and you're just like me, me, me. I think we just have to be careful of that. I think we have to be careful on being super like, how dare you, you know? But I feel like you should have some judgment and discernment for what works for you and your family and your household. It's not going to be the same for everybody, you know? And if it doesn't rock with your spirit, if it doesn't make you feel the way you need to feel, you got to let it go. I know, Zara, almost done, baby. Zara be like, come on. Good morning, y'all. So we just got to do our best in any regard, whether that be spiritual, religious, showing up for work, showing up for our friends, showing up for our relationships. We just got to do our best. We have to be thankful at all times because we're here, we're alive. We have so much to give to the world. We have so much to continue to grow and prosper. But I think that there's nothing wrong with law of attraction. I feel like that is biblical. You know, a man who thinketh so is he, like we talked about, write the vision and make it plain. You have not because you ask not. I think that's all also can be found in text. And I'm sure that you can find things like that in other religious texts. I think that Christy hit the nail on the head. Law of attraction is just a law, a scientific law, and Jesus or Christianity is a way of life. It's a religion. It's how we treat people. And at the end of the day, everybody has to just do what's best for them, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to be standing with God with you at the crossroads. Is it crosswalk or crossroads? Y'all, I'm tired. I was up till the set. We didn't get off set last night until like 1 o'clock. So sorry for the, when I get sleepy or when I'm tired and my energy is low, y'all, my humor becomes real corny. I don't even know the song, but I hope you guys, does anybody else have anything else to say before we close out today? I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day, or will have a wonderful day. And just at the end of the day, we just have to pray for discernment. Like Cooking with Raw says, love each other as we were called to love. Men, love your women as Christ loves the church. Women, submit to those men. I'm not even gonna get into that conversation that I saw on social media. But I hope you guys just have a beautiful and blessed day. And I hope that you do what's right for your spirit, your God, that you guys continue to pray, continue to fast, continue to walk in alignment with what you think God has for you. Because, you know, he doesn't tell everybody our prayers. He's not going to tell me what you have to do. And he's not going to tell you what I have to do. He's going to only speak to us in our own unique ways. But I love you guys so much. I don't see any more comments. I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day. Happy Thursday. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.